to get back to basics, blocking and tackling, having better arguments with the other side, and making them cry. That's what we do. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Right now, number three, the stats are in for last year, and guess what? Well, five times as many people were killed by knives than all rifles combined. In fact, murders using rifles have fallen to near record low levels. But anti-gunners, having none of it. Number two, violence spilling over in the streets of Hong Kong. It appears the whole thing could erupt into a civil war-like situation at any moment. One protester gunned down by Chinese police at close range. He may not live through the day. And number one, the president fighting on every front, but Joe Biden could soon be on the outs too. And what would the Democrats do? Well, like I keep telling you, Hillary is flirting with the possibility of a rematch. Please, Hillary, say yes. Say yes. It'd be the greatest gift you could give America. Well, at least me. Yes, Hillary. She's on this alleged book tour with her daughter, Chelsea, but it's really all about her. He's an illegitimate president. He's a human tornado. He should be impeached, blah, blah, blah. She wants a rematch. She wants a rematch badly. You do it, Hill. I'm on your side. Come and get what you... it's yours. Come and get some. God, wouldn't that be just precious? Anyhow, I'm not the only one that thinks Hillary's coming back. I'm not the only one that thinks Hillary's going to come back and give it a shot. Steve Bannon giving an extensive interview here yesterday, saying the same thing he said on this program just recently. He believes Hillary Clinton's going to get into this race. It's a distinct possibility. And Michael Bloomberg might reconsider. And what about Howard Schultz? He could be in the wing. Let's go to bite number five, Steve Bannon, a guy that can see around corners. Whether you like him or hate him, he's a guy who has a very good political sense about things that are about to happen. Bite number five with Steve Bannon. Go.
Right now, what they want to do is nullify the election. They think they have a weak field, and they're prepared, it's like in chess, they're prepared to sacrifice a rook to take down a king.
Sure. Well, Joe Biden's gone.
They will throw Biden away,
yep.
Right? They'll throw Biden away to get to Trump and hope Elizabeth Warren, or I even think Hillary Clinton or Bloomberg or some centrist comes in here and takes...
Oh,
I think
Hillary Clinton might be back to run again?
Hillary Clinton's doing a whole thing, a meeting this week for a book she wrote with her, but she came out yesterday and said... He's, you know, it's an illegal president, illegitimate president. You know, he's got to be removed from. He's a clear and present danger. China's not a clear. The Chinese Communist Party is not a clear and present danger. Donald Trump's a clear and present danger. She's running. She's just trying to decide how
Why
to fit her way in.
She's running. She's just trying to figure out how to work her way into the field. I have an idea. Come out and say the election was stolen from me in 2016. The woman who stood there and declared anybody who doesn't accept the outcome of a legal election is undermining America, undermining the process. And who's been saying that now since 2:30 in the morning on the 9th of November, 2016? Hillary Clinton refusing to accept the outcome of the election as if the Russians had some big hand in the outcome of the election. Here's a clue. They didn't. Because in order to affect the outcome of the election, the Russians would have to have been absolute geniuses, brilliant, picking certain congressional districts in certain states at certain times of day to swing the states toward Donald Trump. Michigan, for example, and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, all very close. Not to mention Minnesota and New Hampshire and Nevada could all end up in Donald Trump's hands this time around. You look at Minnesota, where Ilhan Omar is on the TV all the time. Do you think that impresses the people there? Do you think the people in Pennsylvania are impressed when they hear that the coal mines and the steel industry will be shut down and destroyed altogether? Do you think the people in Wisconsin are impressed when their new governor, a supporter of these far-left tactics, talks about gun confiscation as being mandatory? Do you think this impresses people or motivates them to vote for something else in 2020? You do the math. Steve Bannon's right, though. They have a very weak field. And what that creates is a vacuum and the possibility, and wouldn't it be a dream come true for a guy like me, that is to have Hillary Clinton back in the race? Good golly, can you imagine the joy that I would feel? to have Hillary back for the rematch, the grudge match, the Hollywood death match between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in this quarter. Yeah, weighing in it. Wait a second. Can't do that. It's not polite. Mm-hmm. One time in Kalamazoo, blood, sweat, and gears. It would just be fabulous. Endless stories. Meanwhile, the left is on its corrupt adventure looking for impeachment. Good luck with that. I have an idea. Vote for actual articles of impeachment, then we can move on. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to bludgeon you with impeachment talk for the next year or longer. All right? We're going to talk about the things as they matter to the best of my ability. But there are a whole lot of other stories going on that we need to talk about along the way. Yes, impeachment's important, but we have to cover some other things because otherwise you're going to get bored and I'm going to go out of my mind a little bit more than I already have. So with that in mind, I'm going to make sure that you know that we're going to have other things to talk about. Although I am going to mention this because I found this to be cute. You've probably seen this map of the 2016 election. The national map, when you break it down by county, and the counties that Trump won are red, and the counties that Hillary Clinton won are blue, and you see the map of America, and you see almost no blue. You see it's a sea of red. Well, there's been this meme going around that says, try to impeach this. Well, then Donald Trump retweets it, and good Lord, it's a panic moment. Oh, look what he's doing. He's threatening the impeachment. He's threatening people. Do you people have a sense of, you know, there's a, what happened to the sense of humor on the left? Why is nobody on the left? The best comedians used to be on the left. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, but the best comedians used to be on the left. I mean, Saturday Night Live, saying irreverent things, you know. All the best comedians were on the left, and now they're scared to death to go to college campuses because some little snowflake will be upset. Oh, you hurt my feelings. He triggered me. Where's my Play-Doh? I mean, come on, people. Have a sense of humor. Lighten up. The whole world, Shakespeare did not say all the world's a victim. But that's the way it appears. Everybody's a victim of this, and you're triggering that. Shut up. For the love of Pete, we've got work to do today. Remember that? Remember work? Something many of us do every day to support those that choose not to? Remember that? America was built on work ethic. Work ethic. Not sitting around sucking our thumbs, feeling sorry for ourselves. That's not American. It may be leftist, but it's not American. Feeling sorry for ourselves. Oh, he picked on me. He triggered me. He hurt my feelings. And so what? You got your feelings hurt. That don't impress me much, all right? Not in the least. All right. Done with that for now. We're going to move on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. We're going to talk about vaping next on the program. Smoke them if you got them. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.